WOKQ, who's this?
Hi, Kara. Hey, this is Andrew Chisholm, president of the New Hampshire Maple Producers Association. I have Governor Chris Sununu with me.
Hey, how are you guys?
Hello. Andy, Governor, good morning to you both. Thanks for coming on the show.
You bet.
Thanks for having us.
How you guys doing?
We're good.
Super good. It's almost maple season.
So we know it's maple month in New Hampshire. Very exciting. But we heard that a proclamation has been made.
I have proclaimed maple month. And March, every March we proclaim it. So I did it again this morning. We're out here up in Tamworth at the museum. And just reminding folks that not only is it a huge part of what we are in New Hampshire with over 600 producers in the state, but anyone can do it, right? Anyone can find a maple tree, their kids go out, kind of have some fun. It's not just a big part of like who we are and our heritage, it's part of our economy. And not to mention, it's the best tasting maple syrup in America. So we have that to be proud of as well.
Not biased at all right there.
No, never, never. Trust me, I've tasted everybody's maple syrup. And they're all a close second or third to us.
Well, happy Maple Month to all those who are celebrating. And Maple Weekend is right around the corner. So what kind of cool stuff can people get into in New Hampshire this weekend?
Sugar House statewide will open their doors, welcome visitors for an open house. There'll be all kinds of things you can try with maple, different sugar houses across the state take pride in making unique products with New Hampshire maple. And you can go to nhmapleproducers.com to find a sugar house that's going to be open and welcoming this weekend.
All right, so let's ask the hard-hitting questions. What's your favorite thing to put maple syrup on?
Mine is ice cream. Oh, coffee. I like it the most. Coffee.
Yeah, I like that you both had non-traditional answers.
Absolutely. And look, I would urge everyone on their way home today, as they're thinking about maple syrup, stopping off at one of New Hampshire's great liquor stores and getting a bottle of bourbon or whiskey and maybe adding a little bit of your homemade maple syrup into a whiskey or bourbon. Also a lovely way to have an adult beverage at night.
Okay, mm-hmm. Now we're talking our language.
Yeah, right? And finally, my last question has to do with serving size. We have a poster about maple syrup facts here in the studio. It says the serving size is 2 tablespoons. I'm wondering if anyone's actually using that.
My serving size, the minimum start at a pint. A pint is not enough.
I agree with the governor on that. You can't have too much maple syrup.
Oh, I feel so validated.
I am the opposite. I think a very small amount, truthfully. It's so sweet. It's so real, and it's so sweet that I'm a minimal.
I feel mine light. Like, if I use, normally you want like a 40 to 1 or so. You boil it down to about 40 to 1 good consistency. I'll boil mine to like 60 to 1, so I have a little more, but it's much lighter.
Okay, I like that.
I don't know. Maybe that's why I end up going for the pints.
And that's the benefit of tapping and creating your own maple syrup.
That's it.
Well, Andy, Governor Sununu, we thank you for penciling us in on this important day. Happy Maple Month. Happy Maple Weekend coming up. And can we hear that website one more time where people can go to find participating sugar houses?
Yeah, nhmapleproducers.com.
Perfect. Thank you so much for your time.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Take care, guys.